Have you built any contraptions? Like, that seems to be the most interesting part of it, right?
Yeah, it's like super cool. I like built like this boat that can like drive on land and then fly when I hit a button. Like, it's like super great.
Damn.
Like, I composed it with like there's like a spring mechanism where it's like normally like, you know, nothing happens, but when you hit the spring, like it goes up and then activates like the fire to like the hot air balloon that like lifts me off in the air. So not, cool. It's cool. Like, get out of here. Pretty cool. Cooking.
Yeah, go ahead.
I like learn how to make pizza today.
Ooh.
Hey, there I am. It was fun.
You made it.
Yeah, I had to. It's like weird. Like sometimes if I don't have the app open and then I try to join, then it like keeps kicking me back to like the app.
Gotta have the app open. Yep. That's definitely the secret.
I figured that out the like last two times. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's finally.
You know, yeah.
It does take a while to figure that one out. That's a big one. Once you know that, then you're like, it's pretty much fine.
Usually I do because I'm like prepared, but I was like ill prepared. So I was not like ready and I forgot that I didn't have it open. So, my bad.
City bait. Time to wait. Up early to beat that lurking out the gate. Tom tells jokes. Trent's not woke. Don't ask Red what's in his tackle. It's not smoke. Up in boat.
My sister's kids over, so I've been watching Indiana Jones with the boys. We're having like a boys Indiana Jones afternoon kind of thing.
It's pretty fun. Are they just horsing around upstairs then, or what?
Yeah, they're really whooping it up. They're, like, they're all finally ready for it. You know, it's like a few times you try to bring it up and like show them a little bit, like they're not ready, and like now they're finally ready for it.
You start out with the original ones, or what?
Of course, you know, Disney got all four lined up for you, so you're all set.
Nice. So
when's that new one coming out? That's this year,
it's
right?
It's like the end of the month, actually, yeah. End of June. They'll be ready for it. Might even
get
Shia
LaBeouf gonna be in there, or what?
Young Indiana Jones, too. I didn't see him in the trailer.
I thought he got tossed out of Hollywood or something, right? Like, you don't see him in anything. I don't know why, but you don't see him in anything anymore. He did the Transformers, and then he was, like, done.
Trent Trout covering the Shia LaBeouf arrangement.
Like, I don't even know
that's,
what.
That's the goal.
I know what happened. I like, you know what I like, know what happened. Yeah, I know what happened. So, like, he got into this. I mean, this could be good. So, anyways, he was, like, doing all this, like, art stuff. You know what I'm saying? He was, like, a public artist, you know, like a show artist or whatever, performer kind of thing. And he was in this like club or whatever, and is like this whole thing was like he was like sitting there signing autographs, but then he got like this one girl to come in and like get naked and just like start fucking him. And then like after that happened, he like got up and then like I don't know, took a dump or a piss in a plant.
Oh, no.
And then, like, but that was the art piece, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, okay. I thought he just took too much ecstasy or something.
No, like, that was, it was a planned art piece, and then it just kind of backfired. That's people were weird. All offended. Yeah,
just got a little out of hand.
I guess so.
This is going to make me the all next Banksy.
So is that?
Like, I mean, there's other things, too. He's an asshole, too, I hear.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Is that great art?
I mean,
it's not well
probably for
out.
The people. Probably for the people that were there. It's all that shit is just like, oh, it's creating a memory that you'll
would
never
you
get.
Leave or would you stick around and see where this goes?
I mean, that's the whole arts thing. You know what I'm saying? Where
that's
you're
what
just,
I'm saying,
you've
right?
You've wait. Been waiting in line, and then finally, like, it's like your turn to like get your shit signed, and then like, yo, now someone's fucking up. You know, and now he's pissing in a plant, so. And now he's pissing in a plant, like, you know, right. He's defecating himself. Like.
I did not think this is where this evening was going to end up, but well, here we are.
The gods of art shed one tear, you know.
You hear me now. They will rock it on down. They will rock it on down. They will rock it on down.
Is it over yet, though? I can barely hear it on my end. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's over. Oh, I mean,
it's the
smooth as ice.
It's gonna sound good.
We spent a lot of money on equipment,
that
here, folks.
Sound
that's
is
why we don't have time to get anything.
Letting you know it's Monday morning, 4 a.m. Like always, we get up early or stay up late to give you the latest and greatest. Your friends are too old, too tired to get up and smoke with you at 420 or whatever you do at 420. It's not for me to say. And this is a podcast that does that with you and then sets you out on your busy week. So with that said, I'm Red Rocker. And with me, as always, is Lunch Meat.
Well, this is your favorite man, Lunch Meat. Everyone's favorite Ash Lad, Churned Ash Lord.
I was going to say favorite man. I don't know.
What? Favorite man.
Everyone's.
All right. It's
the favorite man.
Trent Trout.
Good Lord. What is happening in there? Aurora Borealis. Aurora Borealis, at this time of day, this time of year, in this part of the hemisphere, located centrally within your kitchen. Yes? May I see it? No. I don't know why, but there's something about The Simpsons where you look at
you're
like,
not
the
gonna
old
steam
ones.
A good ham at the end. You're not gonna do
No, that's for the people to check out. No, that's the that's a cliffhanger.
I have notes.
No, there's no
you
steam
ham. Apparently. All right. So we are getting into it. We have 18 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves doing in Wisconsin. How was everyone's week as far as the popo goes? This is bacon for breakfast. Sometimes there's a sound effect. Sometimes there's not. I have like only awkward, like not great sound effects. Is this too much?
Yep.
All right. That said, the bacon for breakfast, they were out. It's fine that they're out there patrolling us and protecting us. We just like to know where that is. Have we been seeing them out there at all?
I haven't actually seen too many of them. It was like the big town's, festival. So they're just like, chilling.
We're going to have to,
waiting for the bars to close,
It's going to be a big weekend. Trent, any action on your side?
No, usually I have like an interesting story because I drive around everywhere, but I haven't seen anything like noteworthy, just cops just sitting on the road waiting to pull someone over.
Nothing cool. Drove an hour north on 57 and asshole in a Porsche get pulled over. He was
that'll happen
going fast. I mean, if you get caught, it's not that cool anymore, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes with that territory, right?
I got a quick question. Like, I was watching this Twitter video, and it was like this guy on this motorcycle, and it was a fast motorcycle. They're going like 110 miles an hour, and then like the motorcycle guy went to 175 miles an hour.
That's fast on a motorcycle, dude.
If they
don't
catch you,
how fast that is. That's really
Yeah, it's really fast. If they don't catch you, I mean, did you get away with it?
Yes.
Like, if they didn't have your license plate number?
1,000%. I'm going to, it's been long enough for me, so I can say it, but I've gotten away from the cops twice in a car, but only because I had a decent enough lead. I mean, I wasn't in anything super fast, but I had a good enough lead, and I knew like the area enough, and I was able to like get to like my girlfriend's house in Whitewater.
I want to hear a little bit more about this. So is this a straight like Chase freeway style, or is this more
That's a thing. You know, the side roads in the country, that's different. If you're like on the freeway, there's like eight cops behind you, you're fucked, dude. I mean, like, just pull over. Like, you're
not on the freeway. That's not what we're talking about.
No, dude. I pull over. Flipping
a shitty, and then like maybe
I'm not catching a felony.
A tarp comes down, and a bunch of like Arab gentlemen come out and try to sell you fruit, and like the Nazis smash it because like you know you got away again.
No, but that would be sweet though. I would be talking about that on every podcast. That would be my opener.
It's an Indiana Jones reference for those eagle ears out there.
Sure.
Oh, they probably won't hear that though. Oh, well.
But don't the cop cars have like tons of cameras on there? Wouldn't it be bound to like get your like
you'd be surprised plate number? I mean, and those motorcycle plates aren't as big as the actual license plate, you know. And when you're going that fast, like they
probably don't even have one on there, right?
Well, that I mean, is it at night? Is it during the day?
Have you ever dabbled with
it? Was during the day.
Putting a little like mud, like painting a little mud on there to like cover up at least some of the
license
plate.
That's like guaranteed to get you pulled over, though.
No. Well, you're already in the chase, so you're.
I'm telling you. I mean, I've only ridden a motorcycle a couple of times, and I think the fastest I got up to, I didn't even look, but it was probably close to like 60 or 70, and that felt like in a car, 60 or 70 isn't a lot unless you're in like a small little sports car and you're low to the ground. Then it kind of feels like a lot. You know, if you're in a regular car, it ain't shit, right? But on a motorcycle, dude, 70 miles an hour is like it feels like, dude, for people that don't understand what that's like,
sounds
you do it 175 miles an hour, one, you're really experienced, so you can definitely like handle it. Like, people don't realize if you're doing 175 miles an hour, you even lift your head up for even a second, it's gonna like snap your neck back. You're gonna go flying off that fucking motorcycle.
Right.
Like, you have to be so experienced doing that, it's not even funny. Like, that dude probably races motorcycles for a living.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, he's probably in the X Games and shit. Like, that's a real life Vin Diesel right there. You know, like, that's a real badass. Like, I got scared doing like, I mean, I pulled back on the like just on the freeway. I was like getting a little like, I don't know about this.
I've actually never driven a motorcycle before. I've been on a scooter once. That's it. I'm like too scared of that shit.
Didn't you jump off rather than slow down? Yeah,
it's like I'd rather be on a motorcycle, I think, than a scooter. They're like, I don't know, something about a scooter is like, this just doesn't. It's like a really tiny car. I'm like, I just feel like I'm gonna like die instantly if someone.
I know which
me.
One I'd rather pick up off the ground.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, how do guys who dump those gigantic Harleys, like, you gotta like at some point if you're like 130 pounds,
I've had
just,
to pick up
waiting.
One and then, like, oh my
God, you're waiting for someone to help you. There's no way you're picking that thing up by yourself. Like, dude, those
I don't
want to
eat too much time, but like my uncle, dude, he like bought like a big motorcycle, Harley Davidson, and he like doesn't have his license. He like bought it from some dude in front of his yard when he got
he never rode one before.
He had, but he hasn't like actually driven one and like rode one for a while, and like he like was gonna drive it back to his house. He like wiped it, just like, what do you call it when you just like falls over on you, you know?
Oh, yeah,
you
I know, he broke
both of his legs and his like hip.
Dude, that's no joke, dude. My father-in-law told me a story about a guy that he knew who he was like, he just got off of retirement. It was like 10 days on retirement. The guy was like, dude, you know, he had money, you know, living the good life. And he fucking like, he stopped his motorcycle and like whatever, like he kind of like just hit the edge of the curb and he couldn't control it. He fell over, smacked his head and killed himself. Like, that's crazy, right? Like, you just die like just in the dumbest way possible, like looking like an idiot too, like embarrassing yourself. That's crazy, dude. That'd be a shitty way to die.
10 minutes, so we do that thing we don't tell it ourselves for doing. This is usually around the time that we get into a little other business. How about bar gossip? I know it's Aquafest in Chitek. Have we gotten the latest on that?
Shit, I've been working. I like open, so I'm like a mature adult now. Really, I like don't really party.
I'm a homeowner.
You know?
I pay taxes.
Like, I don't get like knocked out drunk and then try to go to work anymore. So
how many shrooms have you taken this weekend?
Are you are microdosing?
None. Those days are done, unless like a D concert rolls.
So who was there tonight? Or not tonight.
It's over.
This weekend.
So you had like Afro Man, and then you had ICP, and then you had Kid Rock.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Pretty badass. I didn't go to any of that shit.
Any of it?
No, I could hear them from my house and shit.
Damn, that's cool.
Kind of cool, yeah.
Well, yeah. Why
the streets ran red with the Faygo.
Oh my! Okay. Sounds like was that fruit punch? Or...
Did somebody? Yeah. I mean, yes, but so old so and so pulled himself out of his hospital bed.
Yeah, he's like on tour with like some other people too. He like just you know, they're in the area. Yeah.
You know?
Hey, who around here likes fishing?
I guess like Kid Rock like had like this big banner, you know, that was like this huge white banner. And then when he like hit a button, it like straightened out into like a projection thing. Okay. And it was like and then it was like this like 5 minute Trump like thing, how they still support him and all that shit.
Roger Waters has got like a concert thing like that too, where I hear he gets real political on shit, where he'll just like
Roger Waters.
Yeah, dude,
he likes Trump.
No. It's like the other way around. But he gets like really political, and he'll like the crowd will be there, and like you know, like all of a sudden, like next minute, it'll be all this like
brainwashing
bullshit. Yeah, it's like what the fuck?
Let's get these hippies. thinking, so weird. Right?
I'm sure he's not displaying a Biden like.
But do you really need to like brainwash those people? They're already there. Like they're get like I don't think there's a lot of Republicans. But,
he told everyone
he's on their side and buy his music. Right?
He told everyone, get this.
He wants to be the mascot.
He told everyone there that he would rather drink Hunter Biden's piss than drink a Bud Light.
All of a sudden, you see Hunter Biden.
This? I mean,
dude, wouldn't it be great
true.
If Hunter Biden was in the crowd and he just raises his hand,
drink
security
clears
the room.
I was like, damn.
Drink his piss.
Forgot hate to be him right about now.
The president's son. He just starts singing a song while he's drinking his piss. I snort cocaine every day.
Yeah, but I guess he sucks. I mean, he like just probably got, you know, like they can afford those people, but they can't afford the cruiser.
It's actually insane.
It's insane
to think about. I thought about that recently. Yeah, that's something else. If you were to dial your phone or text 9090. 525, that's 414-909-525, that's Yo-Yo Cal. You would 100% be heard on this podcast, just like, let's see here. Good morning, Woke Boys. This is Turkey Tom, and whenever you get up in time to record, I need your advice. My girl was down lately, and she tells me it's because her doctor told her she's got an autoimmune deficiency. Now, I'm no medical expert.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that like saying you have AIDS? She left out the syndrome part, so it's not so bad. Isn't syndrome the least worst part of it? Does it count as telling if you don't say syndrome at the end? Should I still hook up with her? This is tough.
I would say definitely find out more. It doesn't necessarily mean she has AIDS or like STD.
It doesn't? Are you sure?
Yeah, I like knew a couple people that were like had
I would be hesitant.
Eczema, you know, like they had eczema really bad, and the medicine that they put them on like made them have like no immune system.
Yeah, that's basically what it means. Yeah,
there's
right,
other
yeah.
there's other medication that she's on for something like probably even weirder than like the.
Or she could just be born like that. Like my daughter's born with an immune deficiency. Like,
yeah.
It's not like.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, definitely look into it.
Don't say the whole thing.
It definitely. I would ask. I would definitely. You know.
Yeah, you need.
So you're saying it does not ask.
T-bone. I don't know. The only thing that makes me think about that shit weird is like I've been watching like just like some of those commercials on Hulu and just like, oh, you could take this pill and even if you have AIDS, the pill makes it so it's undetectable. You know what I'm saying? Now you can sleep with other people and shit. Like it's
you
like,
can lie
no.
to people and give.
It's
them
like
AIDS.
No.
It sounds
like
you're
just,
making an epidemic. It's like you're creating an unintentional.
Oh man,
like
this is scary.
Wouldn't it be fucking if AIDS made a comeback? Because of that, like people just lying, just going around fucking people that don't have that pill, you know.
I mean, like,
or just saying three of the four letters, but not the fourth letter, so you don't know for sure. It's like you did most of the telling, but not all of it.
Yeah, because aid really sounds like that's like positive, but the minute you add that S in there, everyone's like, oh, hold on a second. What'd you say there?
I'm just saying it's misleading, possibly.
Well, how do you spell AIDS, though? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, how do they spell it?
Like, I think it's like Adidas, right? They got the three leaves.
I think what he's trying to say is if someone says they have an autoimmune deficiency,
then no, I know.
But they don't say they.
But how do they spell
syndrome
like
syndrome at the end of it? They're not spelling it.
How do the scientists spell AIDS?
I don't know.
AIDS. What are you?
Are you positive?
Yes.
You're AIDS positive.
Both
words,
yes.
Would you say
I heard you bring
he
it
admitted
up
it.
Before.
He admitted it.
I'm not spelling it.
I feel like we're in grade school. Like,
how do you spell HIV? I mean, it's like you just spelled it. Like, oh. All right.
The rebuttal too. Wow, that's pretty good. Okay, that leaves us 2 minutes until we do that thing we don't tell ourselves for duty. Everybody
ready.
Start cranking up the band. Yeah, and it's too early to ask what's in your piz, but too late to start anything else. How about another quick call from the smoke line? All right, here we go. Hey, this is Eric. I'm planning to do a vacation with my friends and leave my wife and kids at a house for a week. I pay all the bills so I can do what I do want. Do you guys have any good ideas of what's fun to do with the fellas on a week and get away?
I guess it depends where you live, right? I mean, if you're in Wisconsin, I don't know. I don't know, fucking do something in the Dells. I don't know. If you're in California or like Miami, well, that's different. Then, like, dude, a weekend with the fellas is different in, like, you know, Florida.
To a week in the Dells, you would have to, like, shoot yourself in the head. That is, like, horrible. It's the worst.
If it's
2 days,
like,
maybe. It's,
I mean,
horrible.
Right. You know, here's the thing. I went to Great Wolf Lodge with my kids, like, a bunch of times, and you're not wrong about that. Because after about the fourth day, it kind of loses its, like, okay, what are we going to do again today? Go in a crowded water park. Okay, great.
Sit in this hot ass sun all day.
It is. It's like 3 days is like perfect. That's what I found. Like maybe four at the most. But yeah, you try to go there for like 7 days. That's rough.
Wait. Okay, Trent. Now's the time for me to ask you what's in your piz.
What do I got here? Let's see. What is it? We got some lemon triangle koosh. Koosh.
I myself have a little 190 Everclear in a big Fast X cup full of ice and the rest water. And it's a little too much. It's actually extremely strong. I'm getting a headache up. And it's kind of making me cross-eyed. What about you?
I
got a peach and ginger morning sickness nausea relief drops.
Oh my, that was a lot. That's a mouthful. I like the peach part.
Down.
Something in here because I did not have tabs ready. I was
It sounded like we were like a German club. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Guten Tag, yeah.
But anyways, back to this question, fun things to do. What about fun things where you like have some people come over to your house for a weekend, they like fix up your house and you know. That sounds like a pretty fun vacation, right?
Somebody comes to your house to fix up your house. That is an interesting. I mean, like, how do you pitch that? Like, hey, you want to come to my house? And hey, guess
what? They start a podcast and then they secretly bring it up on the podcast, you know?
Do you require certain services?
Yeah. What about a nice vacation where you guys come down and, you know.
Is there a fake bookshelf involved?
Yes. There will be a fake bookshelf. Correct.
It's great for the resume.
It's true.
The podcast is I come over to your house and, like, come up with some asinine idea. And then we just add it to your house and then leave. And it's a podcast. So you can't see it.
I like it. It'd be like one of those, like,
just glue a bunch
shows.
Of liquor bottles to the wall. Home makeover. I can't stand those shows. As a contractor, personally, I find them offensive. There's not a lot of shit that
I can see that. Yeah,
me. Those personally offend me because, like, I see
what exactly
like,
is it?
It's just so corny. It's not how it's done. Like, they give it's this false, like,
not how
oh,
it's
someone's
done.
Gonna come in with this clean cut look and they're just gonna look you in the eye and shake your hand. Most contractors are like hungover, stoned. Or don't want to, like, they just want to get in and out and make money. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to be your friend.
That's why I don't want to call anyone.
They want to make money, you know?
Like, how do you trust everyone knowing
those
things?
Is the information they're giving out is accurate at all?
Honestly, the best place that you can usually, do you know what Nextdoor is? Do you have that, like, app?
No.
Okay. So, well, if you own a home, like, okay, around, like, usually, like, that's, it's strictly for homeowners. And, like, what it is like, a lot of people go on there.
I love an exclusive app. That's a good start.
Well, it's exclusive to homeowners in your area.
Good enough.
So
good
where it's good is if you need a contractor, there'll be like 30 people
you can't
on there.
Be a member of it.
That'll
I'm sorry.
Be like,
it's just
hey,
exclusive.
This guy's good or this guy's bad. You know what I mean?
Based but how on, do you know?
Well, they tell you, like, you look at the reviews and they'll say, hey, this guy came over and, you know, installed 3 shelves and, you know, he was there and he showed up on time and, you know, he didn't charge me extra. Like, shit like that that you want to be careful about. I mean, if you're worried about being raped, I don't know what to tell you about that one. But I mean, if that's your general concern, I mean, there's a lot
you know, you're not inviting, like, Buffalo Bill into your house.
You don't. That's the thing, because there's a lot of guys, like, most of, like, I don't know. I don't know if this is accurate, but I would assume that most of those, like, top-level serial killers probably didn't have records previous to getting caught. You know, like, they're smart. Those guys
let's say you have some bathroom work done, you know, you get the shower done, some new drains, a sink put in. Like, what's stopping one of these perverts from putting a little camera in there?
Never heard of that. The only time that happens is, like, in rental properties, like, when, like, the landlord or the super, like, yeah, like, that's usually, like, a handyman that, like, you know, like, goes around and, like, works at, like, people's apartment, or, like, a landlord that owns a bunch of properties. That's, like, pretty rare where you, like, see a contractor, because then, like, how is he going to view it? He'd have to get back in your house or be outside.
No.
You know what I mean?
All that, like, stuff is like sent out to your camera, your phone now.
To,
I mean,
no, because then he'd have to, like, tie into your Wi-Fi. Like, in order to do that, it's either Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. You can't just get information magically. You know, it's like those are the only two ways your phone can, like, receive it that I'm aware of, unless you got one of those
go on. Mm-hmm.
Well, if I don't know if you're aware of this, but they have devices now where it could pick up radio frequencies. So, like, like when you go to press your garage, like, code in, it picks it up. Like, these are real things you can buy off of, like, fucking Amazon and shit. And, like, you can plug them into, like, you know, like those electric things where it stops, like, a gate where it'll stop you in a parking garage from being able to get in and out. Dude, you can put one of those things on there and it'll read it and you can get in and out of, like, there's, like, tons of YouTube videos where people are just getting in and out of parking lots with them, like, not even paying.
What a dream.
Dude, if you really want to freak yourself out, go down one of those wormholes. But as far as I know,
I'm not, like, too freaked out. I don't do anything on my phone, so, like, I don't have any, like, there's nothing, like, financial on my phone that you could actually do.
Sure.
Actually true.
Which is smart.
Like, so how about that? Like, as far as our finance segment goes, you're trying to create a new identity by cashing checks in a name that's not yours. How's that coming along?
Are you asking me or are you telling
me? I'm not asking you.
It's
you
I haven't gone quite yet. I've just, like, got
the nerve.
Yeah. You know.
So what, you found a check on the ground and you're gonna try to cash it? Is that what's going on here?
No. I was gonna try to cash in my big Patreon money. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But it's, like, made out to lunch lunch meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, if you wanted to, you could honestly start a business called Lunch Meat LLC. Go to a bank and then, like, they would have to open up a bank account for you, like, under the business name Lunch Meat, and then you could actually literally start cashing checks under Lunch
Meat.
Well,
thanks to
ends up getting a, like, driver's license that says Lunch Meat on it.
They've sent me some, like, magazines with Lunch Meat on there.
Yeah,
so
because they,
like,
don't know if it's a business or not. Like, dude, you know how much shit I get, like, sent to, like, my business? Like, constantly, like, almost, like, half of the shit doesn't have to do with construction. It's like, hey, don't you want to take out a personal business loan? It's like all these, like, shitty, like, you know, like, you're just trying to scam you out of your money, you know, making you, like, sign your life over on a 21% business loan or some shit. Yeah, here, just sign your house over for a $50,000 loan.
Should, I mean, we got some pretty, you should do that, but, like, come up, you know, but invest in the ideas that we have. You know what I'm saying? We should be like a Shark Tank where you're the investor.
I know. I think we brought this up before, and I do like it. I really
we should make it happen honestly, for next episode. We're writing it down. Will Trent invest? Will Trout invest?
I need
the,
like,
Trent trouser. You know, it's
shrewd,
like, a
shrewd. I need a shrewd business lady by my side to, like, you know, like, either compete with me or you know what I mean. Like, I'm the real Shark Tank. They got that. What's her name? That old lady that looks.
I guess
shrewd.
We can get you Soggy on the line.
Oh, there you go. That's a shrewd businessman. I mean, how do you negotiate this with a man that just goes, "You soggy"? It's like, God damn it, you soggy. All right, I give in to your demand.
So wait, what's the deal though? We have to come up with a product that we have to invest in.
Mm-hmm. Or like, for instance, like Trent.
Like if you invented like, Uber.
What about, wait, I got
Uber.
It, guys. Trout. I got it. Trout tank.
Trout tank.
Keep going. You can't just Trout think tank. Of a name. It can't be.
That's the title.
It's like Shark Tank.
Trout tank.
The name of the show.
Yeah, the segment.
Yes.
Yeah, now it's crushing.
So in this instance, am I Mark Cuban? Am I Kevin O'Leary? Or am I the goofy guy that you're
all
numbers?
Three, baby.
You're all three.
Oh my! I'm so smart. I'm so smart.
You can fill those chairs with whoever you want.
Do you think it's true that they say that like most successful CEOs are basically like sociopaths or psychopaths?
Yep,
like they have
course,
the same tendency. Like you have to, right? You're firing like hundreds, maybe thousands of people.
I think they get
just, like,
dragon
the
sickness.
Whim of a pencil or pen, rather.
It's definitely something you learn to like crazy. How to like not care about people. Like when
they're cold.
Those
no,
decisions.
They don't care. Oh no, it's
but
about,
it's not something you're like inherent. I don't know. Like I think it's something you have to like kind of learn a little bit.
I think you're kind of born like that too. I don't think you can turn. I don't think you could turn a nice guy into like a blood money thirsty CEO.
Oh yeah,
any
he
more
totally
than you
could.
You think so?
It might.
Oh,
take
even more, even faster. You take some poor person, you give him some money. And
oh,
you
I
give
didn't say
some
poor.
Power.
I said nice. Let's
nice.
Just, I'm
you take some nice. You take a nice guy.
Like, remember, like Drew, like Andy. Mm-hmm. He's a nice guy, right? You think you can turn Drew with his lovable personality into like a crude businessman that like like makes his employees like, you know, like work for $9 an hour.
You'd have it like a sweatshop, like given the opportunity. So this is what they do. They feed you some money, they make you buy some houses, you get some stuff, they get you invested property wise and financially wise, and then they hit you with like, well, now you gotta make those hard choices, and you're like pretty much forced to. Because you yourself don't want to like lose what you got, you know what I'm saying? And like, so what if everyone else like gets fucked? You know what I'm saying? It's all about the end.
But there's got to be somebody out there where it's like, once you get enough money, you know what I mean? You're just like, I'm good with this. I don't need this shit. Like, there are people out there that like look at like, you know, like there's some people in Hollywood that just like quit. Like, didn't Rick Moranis do that? Didn't he was just like, I don't want to do this shit anymore. I have enough money. I'm done. I don't want to do it.
It's like I guess technically it's kind of like what Seinfeld did too.
He
like,
could have made more, but he stopped
for 20 years to
anymore,
raise kids. And then, like, once the kids are grown, you might come back and do a few
things. Yeah, I think kid. Yeah, but yeah, that's true. I guess like. Yeah,
that's the story as far as I understand it.
Sure, that actually
guys.
Adds up. Yeah, that
I mean, if you were so rich, I mean, I don't even know why you would work. I mean, I wouldn't. You know what I'm
Can
saying?
You imagine being like, if you're Leonardo DiCaprio, would you ever do another movie again? Like, why does he do it? I don't get it.
I think
like,
he does it.
Love doing it. Right?
He's not looking that great anymore. He looks kind of like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you have to be famous.
He's our age, isn't he? He's in the 40s,
you can be rich,
he?
But you can still get the hot chicks. But like, if you're famous. And
probably
you're rich
older.
Like that.
Like,
but isn't he dating like 18 year olds?
Like,
isn't that like the whole thing?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he's like 45 or so.
Yeah, he's older than us, I think. Like, not by a lot, but still, I'm pretty sure he's older than us.
He was like a teenager when Growing Pains was on, and like I was not, so I know he was like a little older, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
That's my sliding scale of Leonardo DiCaprio's age.
All right. Should we what else we got on the old docket?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Checking
them
is
boxes.
One last call on the call of weird. We could or call of weird. What? Ugh, I'm tongue tied here. I'm talking about the old
snitch
smoke man. Line, of course. No, not that either. All right, it's a smoke mail. It's a smoke mails. This one is from Ed Earl. What is going on in the world today?
Shit.
Technicolor Dreamcoat Joe thinks it's only natural to be gay for a month. And then you go back to being straight for 11 months. Well, I don't think so. The great Donald Trump has been indicted by a kangaroo court whose judge is no other than, you guessed it, Judge Joe Flaccid. Of course, he's going to be found guilty of stolen documents, but Hunter Biden gets to walk around with his dick swinging in the dirt. Well, I like my almost average sized penis tucked into my tighty whiteys. Thank you very much.
this
has been your
man.
Friend Ed Earl. By the way, I'm still not drinking Bud Light.
I like this guy. He's a salt of the earth type of fella. You know, he's just. He...
Are you willing to admit he's wrong about Bud Light, though?
Okay, honestly, I've never drank any Budweiser product because I think it's disgusting.
Like, you
I've never liked it. I think it's disgusting. Budweiser. I've tried it, and I think it's disgusting.
I drink Miller. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. How does anybody like it? I don't get it. It's like a Southern thing. Like, you go to Missouri or like in the middle Southern area, and that's all they fucking drink. And it's
this
disgusting.
Stuff is bad.
It's piss water.
It tastes bad.
It is. It's nasty. Like, how does anybody? It's not enjoyable at all. I think Modelo is gonna like take the crown on this one. You know why? Because they got that. They got a solid like. What is it? It's what's their logo? It's like brewed for a fighting spirit, and they're like they're always like it's like a boxer in the background. I'm like, they're probably gonna win this beer war thing if they just stick with this thing, you know? Because they got like, you know, girl fighters, and they got like, you know, they mix it up and shit. So it's just like they're not like they're kind of keeping like I don't know. There's someone's gonna win this because everyone's going weird and like woke. Like they're trying to beat like each other out to see who can get canceled first by the Republicans. I don't know. It's weird. I don't get it.
I don't get
any of it.
You shouldn't drink Bud Light, but not for the reasons that some people are.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's a disgusting product. It's a horrible product. Stop. Yeah, don't give them money because it's a bad product.
Don't make
product.
It the only option at a concert either. That's such a shame.
What about old Donald Trump being indicted?
That's the second time. No, right? Are you talking
about
where
they
found all the
documents?
Thing?
Did he have handcuffs?
This is actually criminal. Like, well, he actually could go to jail.
Yeah, you know? I think that because
what does jail for the president look like?
I think honestly,
I would say
kingpin style. You know what I'm saying? Where he's got like a chair in there. He's got a couple jail cells. You know,
I'm okay with that.
He probably doesn't ever leave.
Could he like write a book at the end, maybe? Just like give us that final chapter. Sounds perfect.
No matter what he says, it's gonna be in the light of him making himself look like a, you know, like the man.
You think he'd be like
he'll
the
never
next,
humble
like
himself.
Mandela?
It's kind of like a bigger crook than Capone, kind of, you know, like he's like the biggest crook of all time.
He's the biggest crook of all time.
He stole the White House, but like not the way you think.
He
like accidentally got the White House. Like that wasn't like he didn't even mean to do that shit. Like,
it's like a dog chasing a car. Like now you got the car. What do you do with it? I don't know. I got it.
I really
good job, dog.
It's a relatable story.
All right, what else was that? It what else what nothing else on the old snitcher?
That was it. That's yep, that's it for this week.
Well, keep putting out there, old Ed Earl. I like the I like the witty quips. Either way, whether it's left or to the
wherever
right, I don't give a shit. It's just funny
either way.
Flaccid Joe. That's funny.
Judge Joe Flaccid.
Where does he come up with this stuff? Man should be making bumper stickers for the Republicans. Be making some money.
That's probably true.
And they
probably
got the
true.
Money. Those people
or
have
just
money.
Like, just you know like, what they seem to really like is like them, the flags. Like give them some flags.
You're right. I like went to like the state fair,
like
not state fair,
the
fair. Like 2 years ago, and it was like this huge, all these flags where it was like, my dog's smarter than Biden, and people are like lining up to like buy it. And I was just like, oh,
you know,
wow.
What's crazy to me is when you drive past somebody's like house, and admittedly, I would say 9 times out of 10, it's usually like in a rural part of Wisconsin. But usually, like, it'll go crazy where it'll have like pictures of like, you know, Biden, and then it'll have like all. Have you ever seen these people where like they just post like it's just like they'll have a huge property, right? And like, I don't know, 100 yards or 200 yards, like before you even get to their driveway, it's like, all these like things were like, you know, like Biden's Biden should, you know, lock him up, and like it's all this like shit, you know what I mean? It's just like what do you hope to achieve by this? Like honestly, like you really, I don't know. It's
you're letting people know.
Yeah, you're definitely letting people know to like not. I mean, like
right.
Imagine being an Amazon driver and like driving up to that dude's like quarter mile long driveway and just thinking like, God, I hope I don't get shot. God, I hope I don't get shot. You know, like dude, like that's just I.
He's probably like delivering his like Trump dollars and like Trump certificates.
He's just sitting on his porch, like
the coins.
Rocking in a rocket. chair.
He's like, he got my coins, boy.
Like, right? He's like holding him a shotgun. My gold!
My gold!
He just starts like taking a shovel and digging it in the backyard and burying it. Like, this is crazy.
Diamonds, you hear, society is growing. Society is growing. How are you going to ignore me when I'm burning both of our boats into the ocean? Society is growing. Fire on top of the water. Fire on top of the water. You hear me, estate diamond? You hear me, true diamond? Society is growing. Fire on top of the water.
All right, let's talk a little movies. I know you've been wanting to. It's the summertime. What's going on?
Give us the reviews. I know you've been itching.
COVID does not scare me. I'm going to these movies. I'm seeing them all.
In the movie theater?
You've seen them all,
in
pal?
In the theater, baby. I saw them all, pal. That's right.
Saw them all, pal.
You know, the thing about these fancy modern ones is, like, you pretty much, like, it's actually still pretty empty because, like, people stay away and everyone's afraid. This is fine. Comfy seats. Bring the popcorn out to me because I'm seeing. First one was, I've been talking about Guardians of the Galaxy 3, but I saw like Fast 10, and then I saw Little Mermaid, and then I saw The Little Mermaid was a scam so that I could also get to see Fast 10, and then I just saw Spider-Verse 2. I'm on my way. And I'm seeing Flash. I don't care about any bullshit. Like, I see Michael Keaton. Yeah, it's gonna be great. Or Michael Keaton will be great.
So Michael Keaton's in the Flash movie. Is he Batman?
Oh my god! Yeah. Right. Oh my god! You haven't seen these?
I think I remember you telling me about.
Prepare to get bombarded.
It sounds familiar. Like now that I
Nicolas Cage is Superman.
Dude, Nicolas Cage is putting out a bunch of movies this year. It's like Renfield. Yeah. He's putting out another one. I forget what it's called. It's like something the vampire.
We got to see this Renfield.
Sympathy to the Devil or Sympathy for the Devil or something like that.
I think that's a video game.
No, he's putting out a movie. Like, I just saw the trailer for it.
You
I don't
saw
know,
that
year.
Trailer, but you didn't. You haven't seen a Flash trailer anywhere? Them things are everywhere.
I don't know. My algorithm's weird. It recommends me. Like, dude, it'll recommend me. Like,
I can see it recommending you all Nicolas Cage movies.
Dude, I'll watch videos of, like, snakes eating things for, like, an hour. Oh. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why does it keep, like, just because of one video? And then it's like, YouTube, like, the minute they see you watch, like, two videos, like, ooh, we got them. Let's send them some more. And I'm like, oh, shit, a cobra eating a mongoose? Let's see. You know, I want to watch.
They're never going to let you live it down.
All right, before we get too far, let's hit these movies. How was Fast 10? Break it down.
Fast, I mean, you know, it's great. Do I mean, you know, like,
spoiler
Vin Diesel's
alert?
Like,
should we do a spoiler alert before anybody gets on?
I think the trailer kind of tells it all, but like, I'll just say that, like, Vin Diesel's like a full on superhero. He's like flat out like blocking things so that like innocent people don't get hurt from all the carnage they're creating.
Damn, he's so like,
he's like driving
Superman
through Rome, like blocking stuff, and like there's like this ball that's a bomb rolling through the streets of Venice. And
are
like,
they tearing up Rome? Are they destroying ancient ruins?
He saves the Vatican.
My pizza.
Who farted?
He saved
God
the
bless
Vatican
you, Diesel.
Right.
God bless you, Dominic.
They left one mistake. Like, they took his family and his money and his home, but they forgot to take away one thing, his car.
His car. Okay. No more. That sounds good. So you did think it was pretty great, though, right? I mean.
Oh, did you know Reacher's in it?
Oh yeah, the new Reacher.
Yeah, the new Reacher, man. He's
sad.
I won't say a thing, but I'll just say, is he good? Is he bad? Like, you don't know with this guy.
All right. What about The Little Mermaid? Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm. Break it down.
Finally, Eric gets a song. Thank you very much. Like, it's about damn time.
Good, bad, what was it?
30 years. You know, he's like singing and like those sails are filling with wind and like he's kind of like swinging on the ropes a little bit.
Under the sea.
It opens with a shanty, but the Eric song is a little more of a, you know, it's kind of like when Jasmine got a song in the Aladdin reboot. It's one of these. They should make an album with just those and then like throw it in the ocean and like never listen to it again. Melissa McCarthy is Ursula.
Oh,
Melissa
ruined
McCarthy.
It.
She is
God.
Ursula.
No,
she doesn't. She does not quite shake it like Ursula does.
I don't hate her, but I don't think she's
she
a
ruins
good
everything.
Fit.
No, she
yeah.
sucks.
She
I can't think of one good
that.
Movie.
Is my least favorite Ghostbuster. There, I said it.
Oof. She's my least favorite everything.
Yeah, she's not really, I don't know, like you said. Like,
name one good thing that she's been in. Nothing.
Bridesmaids that, wasn't bad.
She like got an, she, I think she got an Oscar for like shitting in a like sink. And she was in that movie for like 5 minutes.
You can thank that to woke Hollywood, because nobody in like 20 years ago would have given her anything.
Comes from like a lack of women. This, I don't know. Like, I think that was just like, we've never seen this before. You've never seen women acting like men doing comedies. Like, that would be
Shit. God damn it. That movie sucked. That movie was
That's what I'm saying, but like, it was just like, yeah, it wasn't still like, never seen. This is as close as women it was have like, come to like accomplishing something like this.
Besides like Barb star, Kristen Wiggs fucks up every movie too.
Okay, well.
And MacGruber. She was good in MacGruber too.
Yeah.
She was good in MacGruber. She's good. Yeah. And she's definitely good in Barb and Star.
When she does agreed. That,
she gets the pass.
Doesn't she play that like that one character in SNL where she's got like no hand, she's got, like a nub for a hand? That's pretty funny, dude. Like,
little baby
those
doll
are
hands.
Good. Yeah, that shit, dude. That shit's funny. Yeah, that's pretty good. And then like Fred Armisen's like doing that. Very good. Yeah, he's like the announcer or whatever. Like,
what about the racial tension in Little Mermaid? Was it a thing or what?
Controversy
did not come up once. She's like. It's like all her sisters are like interracial and her dad is like Javier Bardem, you know?
Okay.
Like,
I don't get why everyone's just so
like
bent out of shape.
Eric's
like,
mom was black, but nobody makes a thing about that, I guess. Oh, they cut out the Chef Louie, like the chef. He doesn't get a song.
That sucks.
They cut him out entirely. That's bullshit, man.
I barely remember The Little Mermaid, so like most of what you're saying is kind of going over my head. But
I don't actually get like why people think that like mermaids have like a race. Anyways, they like live underneath the ocean.
Good call.
You know, like why aren't they
that's
green?
Like saying, that's like saying trouts have a race. There's different, you know, right? Like there's a, I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't argue with that.
It's a fish. It's a trout. Dig it out of the stream. You can eat it right there. It's like a fucking, it's a wet vegetable just waiting for you to eat it. Sushi, baby.
What about trout trousers?
Fuck yeah, you know. Trout trousers.
It's like a
trout.
It's trousers. More hidden. It's like secret pockets, and it's cut
for
in
the
a
well-endowed
dungaree.
Man.
It's a nice dungaree cuff.
What if
collar.
There's like a sewn patch where like a fish is sewn into your pants that you have to cut out, and then like shake your head disapprovingly because somebody fished you.
You put a, it's like a
trout
it's like
trousers.
A hidden. It's a hidden pocket that looks like you're packing. You know, you put this
there's
the like
that
flap
slides right in.
It like flaps around that it makes it look like your dick. You know, but it doesn't stink.
It's it does stink, but it's
it
like
doesn't it like, stink.
It does. It wiggles
it
around.
It does stink in there.
It wiggles around, but
according to our
they
research.
Can't smell it. But you'll smell it when you open the zipper.
The
you
pocket.
Know?
Oh, that's the pocket stinks. But
for a 12-hour workday,
you can
kind of
like
boys.
Shake it loose if you have to. There's like a quick fly on it. You can kind of kick it out of your pant leg.
If all right,
into
and then
riverbed.
What was this? Another Spider-Verse? Doing the Spider-Verse again, huh?
Yeah,
I don't get
like
is that the
all
cartoon
new Spider-Verse?
One?
Yes.
I don't
an
get
all
it.
New
back,
one.
Baby.
I don't get the appeal behind it. Like, I don't get why people like it so much.
Oh my God. I don't know.
I can't be the only one, right?
No, it's you're the only cartoon. One. No, it's, so. It's maybe the best cartoon ever.
What? That's not accurate.
Name
no
a better one.
Right.
Name a better one.
Bob's Burgers.
Nope. Wrong. It's a wrong answer. This one's all about Spider-Man, but not just Spider-Man. All everyone in the movie is Spider-Man.
I get it. And that's how the whole thing is, isn't it? Getting a bit. This trope is getting a bit.
It would be. It would be bad with anyone except like it's bad with Batman. It's going to be bad. Does that mean it? It would be bad with Batman, but it's not
I'm
never bad with Spider-Man.
Did you guys
you
even
gone?
Know I was gone? No,
you were gone.
Yeah,
I heard
don't know
something.
What. I heard the ding. I heard a ding. Is
I was like,
that
oh,
was?
That's the sound that everything's on the fritz.
Uh-oh. Well, he made it back, folks. Crawled. He rose through the ashes like a phoenix. Like the phoenix.
True. That's what makes me a Ash lad.
Damn right. Tell him two times. Turned Ash lord.
True.
Slap Boing. Yourself.
Two times.
So what kind of summer things you guys get in your summer shape or what? You got like, you know, beach, you know.
Beach body suit. Ready?
I'm taking yeah. the summer off on that. I'm getting ready for next year. I'm going to have a strong season next year.
There you go. That a boy. Getting a head start for next year.
I've been saying that for two summers. It's all right.
Get the pink swimsuit and the baby doll shirt.
I left the baby doll shirt in the hotel.
Oh,
you need a pair of trout trousers. The swim edition.
Thankfully, I never go anywhere without my Trent trousers.
That sounds about right. It all adds up.
It like looks like denim, but it's like really like leather.
Yeah.
It's like lambskin.
Ooh, lambskin.
Like the condoms?
A built-in condom. You like unzip and it's like a built-in condom that you just go into.
Yeah, the fish goes into.
And like
the fish. You take this all the way.
It's like a bunch of goldfish swimming in a gigantic what looks like to be like, is that a condom with goldfish in it? Like, yeah, baby.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. It works every time.
40% of the time it works.
In a nice dungaree cut. You know.
Okay, that's not bad.
I saw a dude on YouTube make an entire table out of just like used denim jeans, like he epoxied them and shit.
Yeah,
it was pretty. It looked slick, like the edges.
Some of that stuff is cool. Layers.
Yeah, some of it's like that's a dumb idea, and then like some of it's like, damn, dude, that's kind of cool, you know. And like you see, and you can usually gauge it by like the views. If it's got like less than 100,000 views, like usually it's like, this is probably dumb. But usually anything over 100,000 is like, oh, give it a look. It's usually worth it.
What would you build out of resin denim?
Maybe like a bed frame.
An entire house. Like a small, like one of those tiny houses. I mean, not like a palace, but like, you know, like just go to Goodwill and just like back up, like, you know, just give me every, go to every Goodwill. Just be like, well, how much for all this denim? And they're like, $200. I'll give you $150. Deal. You know, one of
what
those.
What about like a pair of shoes?
I don't think I've seen anybody do that
that's
before.
That's not bad, though. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. There's definitely like, dude,
what about a hat? Like, what about like a cool like boulder hat?
That would work.
Like,
I've seen like people do a lot of stuff with food, which is weird. Like, there was one where somebody took like a whole pizza and put it in resin, and they made a coffee table out of it, and then cut it in half a year later just to see if there was, you know, like what the pizza looked like and shit. That was kind of cool. That was like, you know, that one got over a million views. That was one of them. I was like, all right, all right, I'm looking at this. This
is wouldn't be funny to take like
put something together. I'll look at.
Would right. be really funny to like take a huge dump in someone's toilet and then like.
See, now
dump
you're getting
the, like resin like powder in there. No, yeah. That'd be great.
And then cut inside it later.
Well, no, I mean then you just like leave. You know.
If you cut it, what if you cut it right down the middle where you could just like put it on display then, you know what I mean? Like you'd see like half the toilet like split down the middle, half a turd, like could like see like all the layers of it.
A thin slice.
Yeah, or you, like, that's what I'm saying. Like take a laser.
You make like a pencil out of it, you know.
Dude, there's people that buy, like, do you realize there's lasers on the market you can buy right now from, like, it's mostly Japan and, like, China. But, like, you can, like, cut down, like, tree limbs with them. Like, there's, like, legitimate YouTube videos.
I saw that, yeah.
Dude, and, like, that's scary as shit to me. Because if we're at that point.
I heard that was fake. I heard that was CG.
I'm wondering, too. Yeah, because I haven't,
it, like yeah.
Yeah, I question
that's myself. Terrifying. If they actually had that, I mean, wouldn't that be a gun?
Right. Well, right. Why wouldn't like other people be using it to like I don't
right.
know break into a bank? Like, why wouldn't you
or
just like, use it
shit.
To like core a hole into like the back of a building to like steal shit? If I was a thief, I would be. I'd buy like 10 of those. Just you know what I mean? Make a gigantic hole in the back of a bank where the vault was, right? Like a Batman type villain caper.
I would like the you know like in Dusk Till Dawn where the sex machine Ooh. Guy. I would have like. One of those, but with a laser.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Now you're thinking.
Burn someone's eyes out.
I mean, that's like right up there with like Superman, right? Yeah. Like being able to, like, yeah, like you could just like go across the street and just start like zapping people. You figure you would have heard at least one incident in the news of like some shithead like using this like on people, right? We have mass shootings everywhere. No one's going to take a laser in a crowd of people, right? I mean, I'm not saying you should. Don't do it. But no one has. I don't know. I don't think it's real. I think it's
I think they're a little, they don't have to the technology quite yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they did, like, I mean, it'd be a game changer.
Yeah, agreed. Well, I'm glad I cleared up the air, because I was like, I'm watching these, I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, it's always like some amateurly shot video. Like, I've never seen one by a legitimate YouTuber that's got like, you know, like a million plus subscribers where he like builds one or like, you know, like
now that the writer strikes can going on, there's no late night television show. Is that like with everyone's morning? Like, it's like horrible. It's getting intolerable. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, oh god. I'm like finding the, like watching all this crap videos in the morning, like it's horrible. When will they come back? Do you think all these people are
Fired? Are they just off in the meantime, or are they just riffing?
Well, if they're in the union, so if you're actually, you know,
well, you doing pay union the strike, dues, right?
Yeah, yeah, so no, they get paid a so salary. Yeah.
So they're just sitting on their ass to basically.
But they keep
like
the show going. Strike. They just don't write anything down, right?
No. There's no shows. There's no late.
Yeah, there's
shows.
No shows. There's like, no like.
All of them.
Yeah.
None of them are. That's what I was. That's, I think. Didn't,
and it sounds like they're not going to bend. Like, this, everything's over from now on. They're just going to can't. Like, everything's over, right?
Yeah.
What's stopping the scabs coming in? Like, don't you think there's like so many good like writers out there? Too. Like, that would just be like, yeah, I'm cool with that. Getting my name in the door, you know?
Yeah. I think a lot of it's probably like the hosts of the show being like, I'm not going to do that. Like, what are you going to do? Make like, you know, Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel with like Denzel Washington, you know? I mean, it might work, but
it's not even that. It's just like it's no like, one's writing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say John Oliver, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was a writer for years and years and years. You tell me he can't write one episode? Like, no, you know, they just don't let him do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
How many writers do you think it takes to like produce some of these shows? Like, how many do you think they actually have? Like,
well,
you know,
if it's scripted,
like,
it's usually like, okay, like, everyone gets.
I'm talking
an
about strictly late night shows.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Strictly,
I think it takes. That's like, I think it takes 15? Three. It takes like one to sit at the like typewriter, and the other two to like.
They make it sound like they have like a team of like 20, 30 people.
You know, that's
like,
a good point.
Writing these, like, to me, that's what it makes it sound like. Oh, we have a team of writers. A team of writers. When I hear the word team, I think of at least five people minimum. It's like a minimum of five people, right? Like, I mean, you could be a team of two, but that's like a duo. You know?
Yeah, you got that one really guy who like starts it off and he like pretty much says it right away, but then it's like some other smart ass like takes what he says and polishes it a little bit, and then some other guy does that exact same thing.
Sure.
And by the end of it, the fifth guy's just like, okay, that's gold. And that's like how that shit usually works, you know.
That's exactly how like Key and Peele did that sketch with like where they broke down like how they made Gremlins 2. They just went around a room and like everybody starts suggesting shades. Like, I love it. Let's print it. It's like these just random suggestions. We could have made
like
a spider gremlin for no reason.
Did anyone see the new horror movie Nope that they like made or whatever?
Nope. Nope. I sure didn't. What is that? Yeah. Is that the new Jordan Peele one?
Yeah.
Newish. Yeah.
It's, newish. Okay.
It's on Peacock, I believe.
I think the only one I saw was the Get Out one, because didn't he make another one after Get Out?
I didn't see that one.
No, nope.
He did. He made a movie. Nope. No, he did. I'm sure of it.
Is this What's On First?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
That's what it is.
No, he made like one. It was like the others or something. It was like there was like people that look like the same people, but they were, I don't know. It was like that one went over my head. I didn't see it, but I just saw like a few clips and I was just like, I don't get it.
I haven't spoiled those for myself, so I'm still like, unqualified to speak on that. But
I have a stonerific memory, so, and I don't watch movies that often, so I can watch clips and like I'll be watching a movie and then it'll hit me after the scene. I'm like, oh, I saw that. Like, that's how shitty my memory is when it comes to movies, you know. Mm-hmm. but I can build a house from like the ground up, but I can remember everything to do, you know. My brain's all those things are like, I don't know, I retain what I need to. Like, it pushes out all the, I'm not smart enough to like remember everything, but
you can build a whole house.
Oh yeah, for sure. Dude, I started out in like concrete and then like, yeah, I've built a whole house before. I've built
you
a couple
wire
houses.
The whole house.
No. I said build it. I didn't say no. Not like plumbing and electrical. I meant like carpentry, like and concrete. Like I could pour the foundation, put the block wall, which I've done. I was a mason, so I could do the block wall, and then I can. I'm a carpenter. You know, I've built houses before, so yeah. And I'm a roofer, so I can shingle it.
Like the mighty Jesus.
Thank you. The mighty.
He also was a carpenter. You know,
it's true. He's a humble.
What do you think's more like in honor of God, Jesus, like being a priest or being a pastor or like being a carpenter?
Carpenter.
I think so too, honestly.
Because here's the thing with being a pastor, like, okay, like you got the church, you know what I mean? It's like an office gig. A carpenter, dude, I've worked on like roofs that are like 50, 60 feet in the air with like wind gusts that are 20, 30 miles an hour holding a 4x8 sheet of plywood. Like, you know, like if you've never felt that experience, like getting lifted off a roof for a brief second, like, yeah. I don't know. It takes a certain type of person. That's what
I've
seen.
Have you seen that one like company that like has dogs on the like that like helps do like shingling on the roof?
Yeah. This is interesting. No,
he's good on the roof.
roof.
Keep on shooting. Keep on shooting.
What's the sexiest part about a lemon?
The rind.
When it squirts in your eye. I made that one up a couple days ago.
Did you get squirted in the eye by a lemon and it just came to you? Like
pretty
an
much.
Epiphany?
I heard someone talk about it at work and then I was like, oh, wait a minute, there's something here.
I got something. Yeah, dude, like that'll happen to me, but I can never like usually put it together. I'm like, God damn it, I know there's something here. And then I can, yeah, it's very rare where I'll be like, ooh, that's funny. Yep.
Are we gonna kick it to the afterglow or what? I mean,
where are we blue, at?
Where are we at blue?
Oh yeah, we're about that time. What are we at? 60,
yeah, right? I think my real problem is I don't have my tab lined up this week. Did we forget anything?
I don't think we did sports. That's the only one I can think
ooh,
of.
Sports. All right. Well, then it is time for a sports minute. That is the part of. Okay, I'm gonna do that one more time since I hear the ice clattering. All right. Sports minute. Cricket, you got to know what a crumpet is before you can play cricket. Did anyone watch any sports this week? I can start. I took a bunch of kids to a cafe that was slightly too upscale for how we were dressed and the company I had. But there was a...
Man, fuck them.
USFC? I don't know. It was like football, but it was like minor league football. They had the Nebraska Gamblers. So that was a
the Gamblers. The was the Badgers that he owned the team?
But it wasn't Nevada. It was like Nebraska or something. It was very strange.
It's a gamble living in Nebraska. I mean, I wouldn't want to fucking live there.
Yeah, it was
so there's the NFL, like, the ex-NFL, and then now this other bullshit, and then college. Like, get the fuck out of here.
And these are the guys who didn't go to college but still want to play football.
Ugh,
do they deserve a voice?
No. What about like arena football? Like, Jesus, like no one gives a shit. You know?
What's the one where the women run around and they're like not wearing jerseys but just shoulder pads?
You're talking about the man show.
Is that what that is?
I'm thinking of the man show.
No,
I was thinking of the man show.
They always have the Victoria's Secret like game once a year.
I don't think either of those is it. But
good call.
Either way, women have come a long way, baby.
Sure they have. Did you see that they put Martha Stewart on the Sports Illustrated cover? What the fuck is the deal with that? Like, I'm not into sports.
Was she holding like a tennis racket or something?
First, I didn't even know it was still a thing, but then they're gonna like, you know why they're doing it, right? It's because of all the shit that's going on now, so they can.
Yeah,
like,
she's 80.
No, they're doing it because they want to be relevant in the culture. No one knew the fuck about Sports Illustrated. Who gives a fuck about Sports Illustrated, right?
Well, so, like, seeing her in a bathing suit
once a year, yeah. Like,
and honestly, I ain't gonna lie, man, she can get it still. Like, she ain't, for her age.
I'm sure it was Photoshopped.
Maybe you look at that, bank account.
I took a second look at it recently too, and came up on the opposite side of that. I said, I don't think so, Martha Stewart.
Oh, you don't want to roam the vineyards like buck-ass naked?
I'm going to break your hand
with Martha Stewart while she makes a knits a sock for your cack.
I'm going to do it grandpa style.
On the old rocking chair.
You look like a young fatty Arbuckle.
That's normally where I would have cut it off, but not this week.
Well, who else did they have on there? Wasn't Caitlyn Jenner on there or what?
Wasn't she supposed to be on there? She might have been. She was, honestly, she was probably on there when she first transitioned, but I don't think she was on there this year because I remember.
Wait a minute. What was Martha Stewart in there for? Tennis? Did I make that up?
No, she was just in there to, like, once again, thank you. I don't know why she was there. She was in there.
They did, like, it was so just they had, like, different like,
for them to be relevant.
They had different, like, covers where, like, one was, like, her, one was, like, some trans, like, girl. I don't remember her name, but whatever. And then, like, who else was there? Was, like, one other one that was, like, surprising. It wasn't, like, Megan Fox. She was on one
of
them.
Now, that would make sense. That made sense.
And there was, like, one other one. I don't remember.
Speaking of Megan Fox, she's supposed to be in Expendables 4, which I watched.
She like looks
today.
Weird now. She like honestly look has like looked weird
like,
for a while.
Yeah, because she's fucking around with Machine Gun Kelly. And there's some weird blood cult thing or something. I heard
this is a hot story. How does this work?
This is like old news, I guess. But like, no, like they like allegedly like drink each other's like blood or something. It's like one of those like weird things. It's like kind of well known. Like just like give it a goog. And, like, just
I might have
out
to.
Of,
like a Billy Bob Thornton and an Angela Lee, like a yawn.
Is she your favorite April O'Neil or not?
No.
Okay.
I have a feeling this new April. I have a feeling this new April is going to be my new favorite. You know, nerd.
Is there
plus,
a new Turtles
plus
movie coming out this year
nerd.
Too?
Yeah.
What? Damn.
It's like claymation. Like
I was not in
animation.
The first trailer, but I'm claymation to the second trailer, so I'm going to allow this.
I'm not exactly sure what kind of animation. It's like a mixed.
Yeah, it's a little Spider-Verse-y, honestly. Like, if I can be a little bit like, put my hat on.
It's a Seth Rogen joint.
So is it like a mix of animation and like real like movies, like real actors?
No,
like doing,
no.
Like, some one of those. Animated. Oh, okay. All right, because I don't like those. Wasn't it like Beowulf or there's like some of those movies where it's like half like.
I like that movie.
I don't know. But like that whole thing where they kind of try to like morph a normal movie into like this animated thing.
See that in 3D though? It was awesome in 3D in the movie theater. That shit was Beowulf was great.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie in 3D recently, like in a long time.
Yeah, they stopped
time.
Doing it because all the nerds.
Oh, you haven't seen Beowulf? Yeah, it's not bad. You should check it out.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the nerds and the people with glasses right are like the greatest. Is like...
Beowulf. It's like a Viking or something.
I thought it was based off a video game, but wasn't it?
No, it's a Viking. It's like a Viking.
I know it's a book, but
I just thought it was a Viking. Or, I mean, not a Viking.
Like, Angelina Jolie was like the witch, and it's about, like, you know, that one guy. Who the fuck did that shit? He was like Beowulf. He's like really. Mm. He was in like Lord of the Rings. I forgot, you know, some other. He was like in tons of other shit.
Yeah, he's like one of those. Right. Yeah. He's like, it's like his name's forgettable, but like his face isn't.
Right.
It's like one of those.
Agree.
Like, it's hard to describe him. Like, come on, you know, and you just keep listing movies, and everyone's like, I don't know, dude. So, is anybody doing anything fun this week? Coming up? Any big plans for the. What is it? What are we in? June now? The summer's fucking halfway over practically for Wisconsinites.
That's true.
It just started.
You know, it is. I suppose. Yeah, probably just started for you.
Oh, on your coast. Yeah.
Yeah, you're part of the coast.
I plan cleaning the pond and like doing some more like.
What does cleaning the pond consist of? How do you clean a pond?
You have an old scrub and I change
drag
the old
out
filter.
That alligator carcass. Drag out that.
It's long gone.
Turns out it drowned in the pond.
We have like a cat that lives out there now, like a wild cat. And yeah, it just like lives there. We like let it like sleep in our garage.
I would like to take part a look of our at garage. That cat.
Let me dig in. Born
wait a minute, wait a minute. But how do you clean a pond?
Yes, just scrape all the scum off the top, right?
No, like my pond's clean as fuck. So this is what you do. You just like drain a little of the pond water and then like you change the filter and then like you spray it. Spray all the poop, all the bird poop off of everything.
Great.
There's like, you know, bird poop everywhere on the stones, you know?
No, because I don't put a body of water in the middle of my lawn.
Anyways, this cat's been like drowning squirrels in that shit in the pond.
Cat's been like, drowning squirrels?
Yeah, it, like been catching the squirrels and then like drags it ass to like the pond and drowns it.
Smart. Oh my god, that is smart and like twisted.
Very smart. Well, probably because like, he probably took on a squirrel that was too big for him.
The
one
poor
day.
Squirrels are probably then, screaming like just claw me to death.
Dude,
just whatever you do, don't drown me in that death pond. That's how my father went.
This cat is like pretty like young, you know what I'm saying? And like I can't even imagine that it was able to kill a squirrel, not even alone, like do it multiple times. Like, and I'm like cleaning up their carcasses and shit. Like, it's, you know. I used to love having like a animal filled backyard. Now it's just like
the circle yes. of life.
It's I mean, like I like the cat.
Dead squirrels.
Like, I like the cat.
Rotting. I mean, the cat does seem pretty awesome.
I mean, if he kills the chipmunks and all like the moles and the mice and shit like that, like that's cool. I guess you know, like.
I heard there was like something that like allegedly like don't there's not as many birds left anymore because there's so many cats that are like feral and like they're so good hunters that
dude,
like
that
they've killed so many birds that's why the bird population is down because people don't control cats and they're just roam around. There's like, and it's kind of true. Like I live in West Dallas.
I can
and, like,
see that.
There's
yeah.
a shitload of cats. Like, dude,
should there be a cat
it's
season?
Crazy. Cat season? There's cougars. Is there cougar season?
Why not?
They have panthers. Like
this sounds
Florida,
like an epidemic. Not that I give a shit about birds.
They hunt
either,
you. A panther will hunt
where you can like hunt them from
sure.
helicopters.
A panther from a I don't think you could find them.
No,
in a
no,
helicopter.
Just cats. Just like
oh,
cats.
A cat's in a
you
helicopter?
Don't need much to do that. I mean,
just
like,
moan them
like,
out
you could have like some
gun.
Real low caliber, you know, just little air pistols
no.
stuff.
No, nope.
just dropping
not.
Grenades like out of a drone.
I guess you could just poison stuff and get them that way, right?
That's the worst thing to do.
Yeah, because then you poison other shit, like birds eat
yeah.
that shit, and then they die.
Everything dies.
Eats it, and then yeah, you
get rid of birds and cats in one fell swoop. Though, isn't that kind of the dream?
I don't mind birds. I like eagles. They're cool.
You like okay. You like 0.01%
like
of
really
birds.
Any bird of prey.
Dude, we have tons
like
of eagles up here.
So if the hawks kill the bird, why aren't the hawks defending these birds better? Should we be blaming the hawks?
birds pick on hawks. That's, you know.
Oh yeah, if you ever seen like a bunch of little birds swoop on a big bird, it's like the coolest thing ever. You got like a gigantic bird, and like you got all these little birds that are dive bombing. They'll start like plucking at them and like get, because they're trying to like get them away from their nest, because that's what he's doing. He's just like trying to roam around looking for easy pickings, and he's like, "Ooh, bunch of bird nests." They're like, "Get out of here, you!"
That's bullshit. Well, like, but they should be okay. If all the other birds are gone, then they have nothing to eat, right? So these hawks and eagles should be hunting the cats, right? Uh-oh, I think we lost one. He must be.
Oh, there he is. Nope, he's coming back.
I made it
there
back again.
There he is.
I like just checked to see what time it was. Like I kicked out. I was like, "What the fuck?"
What's, you know what's crazy?
Is that
like,
your cue? Is it bedtime?
No, I just like yeah. It's like oh my phone. Like I don't know what's up with.
I thought for sure that alligator came back to get you. I was like, oh shit, the alligator got him.
No, that's
it is
long,
10 after 5. I mean, some of you do have to be getting off to work. You gotta be. You're in for. Is there anything else they need to know before their week begins?
Are you making them cinnamon rolls, them biscuits?
No.
No? No.
No way.
What do you eat for breakfast over there, lunchmate?
What do I eat for breakfast? I don't like eat, I like have a couple pieces of bacon every day from like when we make it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I really don't even eat breakfast. My stomach's all fucked up in the morning and shit, so.
Hey, so I've kind of been doing this thing. Well, if I I've been eating some shawarma pitas. I've been getting that for breakfast 2 or 3 times a week. And then, like, also, like, is anybody eating these pork tenderloin sandwiches at Quick Trip?
No, I haven't had that one. I don't trust.
Like, I don't eat.
I keep accidentally inhaling the breading on it, and it's going down my throat the funny way. But other than that, look, I'm eating these pork tenderloin sandwiches for breakfast sometimes. That's what I'm saying.
Huh, I didn't know they had a pork tenderloin sandwich.
Yeah, it's kind of new. It's kind of hot. It could be a little
juicier,
but
they have like a crispy chicken. Was it crispy chicken on like 2 waffles? Like, and it's got, I think the waffles have like maple syrup in it or something. Yeah, it's like 2 or 3 bites, and you're like, all right, I'm kind of down with this. Yeah,
I'm down with it. I've had that. Oh, you're down with it? I thought you meant it. You're down with it. I was also going to be like, I'm down with it too.
It's okay. It's okay at best.
It's okay at best. But that's okay at best. That's all I'm going for here. This is our okay best.
Like, it looks really good when you're like, oh, that sounds really good.
The pork tenderloin sandwich is also okay at best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope, this is breakfast, baby. I'm trying them all. I ate them all, pal.
I don't do breakfast. I usually just drink a bunch of coffee and power my way through lunch.
What?
And usually
lunchtime, I don't
I'm
eat
like,
lunch,
right,
but I eat breakfast at like 11 a.m.
Well, that's kind of brunch, isn't it? I mean, it's
not,
not
the way
breakfast.
I wake up.
Not quite lunch, but you still got a good meal.
Not when you wake up at 10:40.
So wait, you wake up at 10:40 and you're just like 20 minutes later you're just eating breakfast? That's amazing to me. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach wouldn't let, there's no way. I wouldn't even, like, if you put food in front of me 20 minutes after I woke up, I wouldn't eat it. Like,
that's
I,
how I
that's
am too, dude. I
seriously,
like,
I can't.
That's
like,
barely
I
a morsel.
Can't.
Are you kidding me? I can walk down a pork tenderloin sandwich on the way. I'll be driving and but anyway, and then I've been bringing these my chicken shawarma pitas to like work too. I've been dripping all over the front of my shirt, like just eating at my desk.
Got the pita juice.
Yep. Pretty damn good.
They see them all, me rolling.
It's got the juice.
More of like a I've got the magic stick kind of thing.
Ah.
Wake and Bake Chitek is recorded at or around Chitek, Wisconsin, 54728. You can reach us online at the WMBC Snitchline at Gmail, Twitter at WMBC420, or hashtag WNBC. The Snitchline is open and ready, 920-368-4582, or you're already singing it, 9-A-O, do-til-ta.
What? Black is the darkness out of me.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
True.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
True.
When I die, bury me in Simon Gucci style.
True.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style. So I call her Big Booty. Wrist moving, cooking, getting to it. I'm in the kitchen. Yams everywhere. Just made a juice. I got bands everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath. Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip. Extendo roll. Where your girl leave me? She need a hair salon. Have we killer going on the chopper. See, nigga, I'm ballin' you in real car. When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the truest style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We in Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
And they ask me what I do and who I do it with. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
It's your birthday,
yeah.
It's your birthday, bad bitch contest, you in first place,
you in first place, you in first place, bad bitch contest, you in first place,
I show up with a check to your workplace, they hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes,
tell the DJ play your song, this shit come out,
when I'm seeing from the back of